Talking with Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau's decided to, I guess, one of the founding hardeners or fathers of this concept of an ag data coalition. Why?
Because we think there's a need for an independent, secure data co-op out there for farmers so that it's easy for them to put their data in a repository. If they want to just store it there, great. It's safe. It's secure. If they want to give it to an equipment dealer, a seed dealer, their local co-op, their crop insurance agent, they push a button and it goes there. But we think it's important that farmers have an option where they are absolutely in control of their data, they have ownership, and they get to decide how they're going to transmit it to others.
Are we at a point where the data is kind of standardized as far as the format of it and everything, or is it all over the board still?
There's still a whole lot of standardization that needs to be done, but Ag Gateway is a group of about 250 agriculture companies that have been working on how can we standardize this format. They just came out within a couple of weeks ago to announce that they have successfully adapted a standard, and so now it's just going to be up to companies, which I think will be very interested, to adapt to that very same standard they've already come out with. But for now, it is still a real hassle, and that's one of the problems farmers have, you know, when you give it to different companies, and certainly a problem that service providers have now, in that they get data in so many different formats, it's difficult for them to handle.
So if this room happened to be the warehouse for all the data, who would have access to it?
Only the person that the farmer chose to have access. It will be truly a storage facility. The Ag Data Coalition and what happens to that data will be run by a board that will have a large representation of farmers and ranchers on it to determine what the future looks like. But we're looking at a place where the farmers own their data, and it simply gets stored there unless they decide differently.
Tell me about this group of 35 groups. You said, I think 36 now. You've actually heard from another group today. But these groups, I know, again, you've got companies, but also quite a few organizations as well.
So we've got 36 groups that have now signed on the principles on data privacy and security that we started working on a couple of years ago. We initially had 7 ag groups and 6 ag tech providers that spent quite a few months working on what were those principles. And they were around things like value, portability of data, transparency of contracts, control, ownership, privacy. And then we put those principles out and said, if there are other people who believe in this and would like to help us move forward on projects like the Transparency Evaluator or the Ag Data Coalition and you're interested in signing, great. Just this morning we received our 36th signer.
Where do you want to see this go? In other words, at the end of the day, as it fully gets implemented, what do you want to see happen?
What we want to see is that farmers are empowered to manage their own data, and that if they want to ever have any ability to have value from their data, this may be one of the few places they can put it. Because right now, if you give data to a lot of different companies, when we've asked, hey, can farmers share? It's their data. The companies say, oh, gosh, we don't know if it's worth anything yet, so we couldn't say to farmers, you can share it until we figure out if it's worth something. Well, we know that data is worth something. We know that farmers are being target marketed back when they share that data. We know there are some companies that are going to sell that data to others. So we just want to have the option for farmers to put their data somewhere. If down the line they decide they do want to somehow join together and be able to sell it or market it, great. But we think there's got to be an opportunity somewhere for farmers to gain some value from sharing their data.
How would you envision this working? In other words, Joe Farmer got data. He's working with a particular implement dealer. He's working with a particular co-op, and he tells them to send this data on his behalf, or does he need to collect and he sends it, or what's the nut and bolts of making this thing work?
I think it'll happen in a lot of different ways. I mean, certainly a lot of the new equipment now can wirelessly transmit your data. It could come wirelessly to this co-op. I think we'll have a lot of farmers who will have it on some kind of a USB stick and will send it in that way. I think you have farmers that have already shared data with service providers, agronomists, etc. So we think there's a lot of those folks that are at the point where they're saying, gosh, I guess I've got to create a database of my own, or other competitors are going to go on without me. So we think for a lot of those folks, it may be cheaper for them to put their data in the data repository we're already building. So it'll come in a lot of different ways at the beginning.